always find it extraordinary when an artist or an act is known for just the one song. There's John Farnham, You're the Voice, massive in Australia, only UK hit. Extraordinary. Because let's be honest, if you're a professional musician, you've written more than 4 minutes of music, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. It's the way it goes. Now, listen, what have we got coming up for you here at the Tony Horn Radio Show? We've got Pharrell coming up with Happy, wonderful. We've got the travel, if you're out and about. And in a moment, Steve stumbled across this before it's gone nuts. A proposal at the Coldplay gig in, not Manchester, in Wembley last night. So we're going to... We've got a new little slot on the show, Wise Words of Wisdom from the Web. So we're gonna slam that on for you. I think it's going to be on the ITV news later, because they've been copied in on the tweets about it now. And what games are on today, by the way? Is it France or Italy? I lose track. That wall chart is a distant memory, isn't it? In fact, it's... one of the things... There's a lot of Father's Day stuff on the social media today, but there's also a lot of betting slips. Now, I think there was some serious racing going on yesterday, but someone has put their betting slip on, cursing Ronaldo, and they had New York versus Philadelphia in the major soccer league. They had Iceland versus Hungary. They got both of those right. And then they had Cristiano to score and Portugal to win. And, of course, he missed a penalty. So I don't know how much that would have been worth. But when you're putting three bets on, why do you choose a game in Major League Soccer in America? Of course, one of the... Here's a really good talking point. I mean, if you're out with your dad today and he is into the football, ask him what he thinks about the wall, because obviously Joe Hart was pathetic against Wales. I mean, he should have stood in the middle of the goal and saved that free kick from Gareth Bale. Anybody could have saved that, despite a late swerve. I think anybody could have saved it.
Even me.
The wall is a psychological trick that has always been there. I think Joe Hart would have had a better opportunity of saving it if he hadn't have had six men in a wall in front of him, all jumping up and swaying from side to side. And this has come up once in the punditry. It's come up once. But I think, try it. Remove the wall. Put the men somewhere else where they can be more influential. You're taking out half your team and blocking the goalkeeper's view. Why would you want to do that? Think about it. Discuss it over a Sunday,
so
Father's Day lunch.
Why do they do it?
Because they've always done it. And people always do what you've always done. And as any business leader will tell you, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get the same results. And that, by the way, is not the first time England have succumbed to a dodgy goalkeeping error, a major tournament. It was Robert Green, wasn't it, that let one go under his tummy at pass. Was it Rio? Might have been. Don't know. One of the best comments I've seen yesterday about the football was, let's hope... Okay, right, I'm going to go slowly with you here. I'm going to walk you through this. There's going to be some people that are going to stare at the radio and go, I don't get it. Someone wrote, let's hope Poland get Iceland in the next round just for the hashtag.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Did you just cut across me there and ruin that?
I just twigged.
Let's hope Poland... I don't like to have to spell out the joke for you, but I feel it's important. Let's hope Poland get Iceland in the next round just for the hashtag, OK?
Thanks for shopping at FOW...